I'm just so blessed with what I've heard. What I've heard in reference to the word being so real. That is such a dynamic point. That is a jewel from the Holy Spirit, that we need to take that word that are on the pages and for it to be real to people. You know, remember when Christ was talking to the woman at the well? You know, mm-hmm. he used the word. He used it to find out what was the need of that woman. He knew all about her, but he met her need. And we as disciples, as ambassadors, as ministers of reconciliation, we need to take the word of God in such a way with the Holy Spirit empowering us and to meet the needs of the people, to let them know, as that sister that was just speaking, how no matter what they've been through, no matter how ugly it is, it is a beautiful thing to stand naked before our God, to know that he will embrace us. And he won't beat us. He won't condemn us, but he will embrace us and love on us. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. When you can do that with the word of God, when you can take the word of God and come to someone that has led a life of pure evil and hurt and harm, and when you can take the power of God's word and just pacify and just soothe them and let them know that no matter what they've been through, that there's nothing like the love of God. There's nothing like the love of our Jesus, our Savior and our groom. When we can do that, then we can truly call ourselves as the salt of the earth. We a light on in the darkness, the city on the hill. We can truly, when we can take the word of God, of course, with the Holy Spirit's help, you know, it says that his word shall go forth and it shall not return void. And so we need to understand how to really, in such a way to not only, we need to challenge people. We need to let them know that there's a love that they have no idea. They don't understand what God's love, but God wants to explain it to them in his word.
Yes, amen.
No? And we need to challenge them to come to know this, you know, because they've seen everything out there that this world has to offer, and they're in front of your face for a reason. God put them there. So you better believe that God's going to give you the words, and it's going to be his words.
Yes.
It's going to be presented in such a way, in such a way with so much power. So we need to be crafty. We need to understand how to use this word, how for it to be real, and how it to meet the need of the people. Because we know, or everyone that's here on this line, we know how powerful the word of God is and how loving it is, and that with the Holy Spirit's help, that it will definitely meet the needs of the people that are in front of us. And I'm blessed by that. I'm blessed to hear that. I don't hear that too often. I've gone to churches and different organizations, and you know, and they talk about the word of God as if it is some kind of manual, when I look at the word of God as a love diary, as you know, as God expressing himself in an intimate way where we can just come before his presence, sit at the feet of Jesus. I mean, that's beautiful. That's
Amen.
Beautiful. That's what it's all about. So I'm blessed.
Amen.
And thank you for sharing that.
God bless you, man.